Hello, this is BitDepth number 1411, which appeared in the Trinidad and Tobago Newsday on June 19, 2023, under the headline, CaribCoin's Plan for Regional Financial Settlement. I'm the author, Mark Lindesay. At the Caribbean Telecommunication Union's recent webinar, The Potential for a Complementary Currency in the Caribbean, the challenges involved in establishing a regional settlement network commanded the discussions. Gabriel Abed is listed as a visionaire of CaribCoin, a new effort to establish a complementary currency to lubricate regional trade in the Caribbean. In his presentation, Dr. Leander Bindewald pointed out just how mercurial the concept of money is. While the official definition of money is a medium of exchange through coins and banknotes, the modern virtualization of money transfer, in which vast sums are transmitted as bits, essentially exchanging promises to pay between financial institutions, calls that into question. Bindewald, a strategy consultant at Moneta, a monetary think tank, describes money as a social institution, like a government or a game, which has defined rules. You have to play by the rules if you want to play in the game. In the evolving understanding of how value is measured and traded, Bindewald suggested that money should now be considered a token of value, a system of transferable units that facilitate collaboration in a community. To understand how a complementary currency might improve value transfer in the Caribbean, it's worth considering just what a complementary currency is. The idea isn't new. A token in a game park is a form of complementary currency. Within the park, it exchanges cash value for a denomination that has value only within the boundaries of the space. CaribCoin is being introduced as a way to facilitate trade and payment within the Caribbean, but it requires mutual agreement between nations to accept it as a token of value. Why? Because trade within CARICOM is calculated and managed using the only common currency that's accepted throughout the region, the US dollar. Hard numbers on regional trade aren't readily available after 1998, when it peaked after 4 years of increases at US $1.1 billion, or 15.5% of overall exports from countries in the region. Jamaica, Barbados, and Trinidad and Tobago were the three leading exporters to the CARICOM region by a wide margin. Making this trade happen requires the participation of correspondent national banks, which have not been shy about de-risking islands for failing to meet international accounting standards. CaribCoin is looking for 10 to 15 companies doing business between Barbados and Jamaica to do a pilot project demonstrating how the technology would work in practice. According to Dr. Jan Schroeder, the founder and chief systems architect of the company, we're preparing our so-called MVP, the minimum viable product. What we're setting up at the moment is the technical infrastructure and the web apps to securely buy, sell, store, issue, and transfer Carib dollar. We're setting up a governance structure to ensure stability of Carib dollar in collaboration with the CTU and creating a two-tiered distribution system relying on existing payment service providers. Half of the year, there's not enough US dollars in the region for everyone to get their hands on it. The goal, according to Schroeder, is to provide an alternative to a region suffering from high US liquidity dependencies and low supply by offering a product that works without intermediaries, enables low-cost and nearly instant cross-border transactions and settlements between businesses. To do all that, it will require the participation of trusted payment service providers, acceptance by all CARICOM member states, and an agreement to exchange the coin against any national currency. This is not a new idea. The CARICOM Multilateral Clearing Facility ran for less than 5 years before collapsing in 1983. In 2019, BIT was working with the Caribbean Development Bank to establish the Caribbean Settlement Network. Regional currency parity was on the agenda of an MOU that Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Motley signed with the African Export-Import Bank, AfriExim Bank, in 2021. In February, WIPE established the WeCoin Settlement Network with an emphasis on remittance transfers. It is working to link Latin America with Africa, despite early announcements of a Caribbean initiative. It's not always a clear-cut thing that one project is a currency and another project is a payment system, said Bindewald. That is kind of a fluid thing, and sometimes at least with payments and the issuance of currency, you have to do both simultaneously. With all the labels that you'll encounter, local currency, regional currency, cryptocurrency, there are actually no two currencies that are the same. Every instance, even if it's a copycat of the other, will be different because it's used by different people. Given the appalling state of the CARICOM Single Market Economy, CSME, after 21 years, getting the Caribbean to agree on regional settlement, even targeting just business transactions, will demand a Sisyphean effort.
The print version of this column was trimmed to meet column lengths for the newspaper. This reading by the author is the complete version of the column. The song Wonderland, composed and performed by Peter Shin, is used with his kind permission. This column and other technology reporting archives are also to be found at technewstt.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.